I know it's just a little after 11. We have a quorum, so, and I don't know if anyone's going to be calling in, but hopefully Arbor will either be calling in or come. Can I get approval of the minutes from March 6th?
Make the motion.
Second.
All in favor? Motion carried. So, do you have any questions on the treasurer's report? Inventory update.
First, starting with rehabs, we have College Ave in the town of Corning. I believe that might be the Gibson one. That is 60% complete, so that one is moving right along very well. Later in the meeting, I'll talk and ask about a change order on that one, a minor. All is moving forward well. Hoping to be done and wrapped up with that one within the next 45 days. The 40% that's left are the larger items, windows, flooring, but they have really, really done a good job so far. So good with that one. The other one is the Main Street, Town of Corning. That one is in the building of the specs phase. So hopefully next meeting we'll have an award request for that. And then two demos that we've spoken about in the past, but have not gone out to bid yet. And that would be the Woodhull donation and Campbell, one that we're working through an eviction on. So they're both in the process. And all of these that I've discussed so far would be part of the LBI2 grant funds and all reimbursable. So, hopefully in the next 30 days, those two donations can be freed up. There are some trust issues. We have to dissolve the trust and go to the individual owners and have them sign off. So it's not the easiest of processes, but still working through that. As far as Cottage Ave, still working with Mr. Lewis as far as details. Again, hoping to have that one. Demo contractor is still willing to stick by his bid. That one was only 10,200, if I'm remembering correctly. So that's a really good price on that, on top of the additional funds that you guys approved for fixing the adjoining wall. He's still sticking to that he wants the LP siding. I'm trying to really, tell him without being forceful that, all this is done through procurement laws that are in place. Like, we can't, just because you want LP siding, it has to, these things are bid and won by the lowest bidder. Thus, exactly how the demo contractor was awarded the bid, because he was the lowest bidder. And based on specs, LP siding would not be anywhere near lowest bid. Your standard 4-inch siding would be. So he firmly wants that, which, whatever, we could work out a credit and he can pay the difference. I'm fine with really whatever at this point, but it's really getting him to sign his name on the contract agreement that we spoke about months ago. And once he's able to do that, we'll. There's been a little bit of progress, not a ton, since our last meeting in March. What happens is we have a conversation, him and I have a conversation. Then 2 weeks later, I get an email with 8 bullet points of, I want more detail on this, I want more detail on that. And you kind of start the process all over again. And I know just recently I was sent a police report from Kathy Canty as far as juveniles going into accessing the property. That's concerning, because obviously it's an unsafe structure. So the sooner we can work this out, the better for everybody involved.
So is he open to credit to be able to pay the difference? I don't know what the difference is.
He really wants everything just handed right to him. And he's not the easiest guy.
Almost controls this uninhabitable.
Correct.
Because of the unsafe structure being connected to it because of the row house. Mm-hmm. So, he owns a property that he can't do anything with. So, it's really in his best long-term interest to get this done.
Yeah,
So,
sooner the better.
So all parties can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
but he's not seeing it that way.
Just wants it all wrapped up in this bowl on top.
Well, it's pretty obvious that's not going to happen. So if he wanted to pay the difference, I don't know what the difference is, but.
Yeah, we just have to go through the process. I'd obviously work with Andy and Jen on how all the logistics of that works as far as bidding it out and then saying, okay, I don't know how that works.
You can give an option, and if not, the other option is just go with what we have.
Yeah, and put up a four, you know, a standard 4-inch, and he deals with it on his own. If he wants to replace it, go ahead.
I appreciate you. Appreciate your patience.
I'm trying. This one, you know, is obviously many, many, many years in the making. So hopefully this is the last one. Kind of back to
where you so the police report about juveniles coming in. Is there anything we can do to.
Like the back end, the back corner of the house has eroded so bad that you can just the bricks have fallen and it's almost made like steps into the apartment.
Oh, wow.
So there's not really, you can't really board it up per se because there's nothing to do.
Outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So kind of going back to the original statement, you know, we'll have hopefully two demos here soon and a rehab, all being within the LBI grant fund. So obviously a lot of question marks with the in-rent process and how that's working out for land banks. I don't have the full scope of the changes that the state is putting forth, but regardless, we're going to be able to spend our entire grant this year. And that's the biggest part of this, because a lot of land banks, surprisingly, are having trouble spending their money. We're not. And it's going to be several months before they release another round of funding. They do have 50 million in the budget for land banks across the state. So it looks like, you know, another big round will be coming our way as far as what we did last year with the $550,000 grant. So the problem is going to be procurement. So
some of those other land banks are having a hard time spending the money. They can always slide some on.
Well, I was going to offer that because I was on that call with the land bank, New York State Land Bank, and there were several that said they have not been able to spend all their money.
Yeah.
And I wanted to so bad to say something, but I thought, well, I'm just listening. But yeah, we'd be happy to take some of that money. In fact, somebody did say, I can't remember what county is what is which, but somebody said, well, if you can't spend it all, we'd be happy to take it over. And of course they couldn't do it. But yeah, there's several that haven't been able to spend their money.
Sure.
So yeah. But they did go into the whole issue about the ruling from the state, and the gentleman who seemed to know a lot here's what I think is going to happen. Here's what I think is going to be. So I was going to send that to you. That's part of all the, but it sounds like they're protecting the land bank.
That's good,
according to this gentleman who I think he used to be part of a land bank.
Is his name John Sid?
Yeah, I think so. Sid. Yes. That's
so him. He's a land bank, attorney.
Okay. Well, he was, there was some things that he couldn't really explain or
sure.
Say it was decided, but he said basically his summary was that it's protecting the land banks, that he sees it anyway. So we'll see when all the details come out, but a lot of what he had is all draft. He said, you know, don't go by what I'm saying, but this is all draft of what I think it's going to be. So I'll send that to you.
Perfect.
At finance school, so yep. I expect to have some good updates from Mitch.
Even better.
About good, yeah. I've been through it, keep my eyes crossed.
Yeah.
And started mapping it out. But when I found out Mitch was going up, I knew I went with Pat 1 year, Mr. Donnelly, and they give good summary mm-hmm. and handout. So I'm anxious to see.
Well, it's timely too now because it's the real deal. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So that's it on the inventory update. There's a little bit more in D, but for the most part, our existing stuff and pending stuff is all moving along. So go ahead.
Go ahead.
Next one would just be requesting authorization to renew the contract with Arbor Housing and Development for another year from July 1st of this year to June 30th, 30th of next year at their contracted rate of $50,000 per year.
Same terms, right?
Correct.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? So was this the, I've been in so many meetings. Is Steve being responsive?
So that's Habitat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was pushing myself. Going ahead. Yeah. Is there any discussion about the Arbor Housing contract? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carried.
So on to what Hilda started to discuss was Habitat. So if we remember a year or two ago, we the board authorized the land bank to essentially sell the Canisteel Lane Court vacant lot. We did demo the property to them so they could build a home. They wanted one in the western portion of the county. And the second part of that was 3415 Fenderson Street Extension. I believe that's the town of Coring as well. The land bank was going to pay the back taxes on that, hold it through construction while they rehabbed it, and then we get reimbursed on the sale. Since that time, they've had a fire and they've had a lot of things internally happen with the organization, but they have been non-responsive on everything. They've dropped right off the map. Vale at Squire's office can't get a hold of them. Arbor can't get a hold of them. I can't get a hold of them. My thought, honestly, at this point, the one Fenderson Street is still in the county title, I believe. Mitch wants to get that one moving along, and I agree with him. My thought on these two was for the land bank to take them in, keep them. We can sell Lane Court next week to an adjoining neighbor that already put in an offer a year ago, and I had to turn her down. But I'm sure they would scoop that up immediately. And the Fenderson Street was proposed by Habitat to be a rehab, and we would do the same. We would go through with Arbor, do the specs on a rehab, and it would be an unrestricted project. We do have funds in general fund to do such. And it would essentially be doing what Habitat's doing. We're just speeding up the process by, honestly, probably 3 years.
So what? Can't imagine why they're not even getting back to us. They came, I had them come in March to our Corning retiree group, and I got emails back and forth, and they were answering me. And
their attorneys work pro bono. Coughlin and Gerhart have not answered anything on anybody's end. I understand it is pro bono work, but you still got to be responsive of some sort. And it would clean all these loose ends up that are always sticking out there. And, you know, Vale at Squire's office definitely wants something moving. And I agree with her, and Mitch does as well. And it gives us enough, at least enough this year within our projects to continue to keep moving forward, regardless of the funding round, and kind of keep the whole mission going.
Because they just completed a property in Hornby. Carol's not here. Like it was in the paper, and I think I got an email about it. So they're doing stuff. But so in order to do what we want to do, should we be sending them some sort of a email that says, you know, those things are off the table for you and now taking them?
Vale essentially put that to them. If we don't get a response, we're going to have to look at another route. And still nothing out of it.
Still nothing.
Yeah. No, it was more like Steve Daniels, the executive director, came in and we discussed it at one meeting a year or so ago. And it was more or less, you know, the board approved doing it, but nothing was ever signed or executed. Correct. So if we were to do this, you guys would have to approve the authorization to acquire from the county in the amount. Mitch sent it out. Okay. The consideration would be $11,085.06 plus recording fees. So you know, that's for, it's a cheaper acquisition for a rehab. So
for which one?
That's Fenderson Street.
Fenderson Street.
Yeah. Lane Court, the land bank owns. My recommendation would be that we discontinue the verbal agreement we had with them and just sell. I can, you know, call the neighbor back up, see if she's still interested, which I'm sure she is, and come back to the board next month with a purchase offer.
Get it done.
Today to authorize you to do that?
I don't have a price or anything.
Can we do that in an email?
We could.
Before the next meeting?
If you guys are open to that, we could do the straw vote.
Yeah. Over that. I think so. Right. If it's legal, let's do it.
Okay.
That's interesting. That I know they talked about at this presentation they did about how the fire impacted their funding, because that's where they got a lot of their money. But I didn't hear a lot of issues that.
The only thing I can honestly think of is when we didn't help them fund the siding on that one project that went way over budget.
Yeah.
That's really when communication dropped. That's all I can think of.
Well, you talked about being a partner with Land Bank, but.
Well, we're not going anywhere. So, you know, we can always work in the future together, but these two would be nice to get off everybody's plate. And
absolutely.
Correct.
Well, there's no reason why a phone call or an email can't be done. I mean, and I think Restore is supposed to open in May. At least that's what they had said.
Okay.
So it sounded like that project was moving along very well, but we didn't get into a lot of other details. Okay. We need a motion.
Yes.
We need a motion to...
to acquire the Fenderson Street for the consideration of $11,085.06 plus recording fees, and authorization to sell Land Corp.
Discontinue agreement.
Agreement with Habitat for Humanity.
Do I have a motion? Second. All in favor?
All right.
Passed. Yeah, let's get that going. Okay. It's already May.
Two items here. I kind of touched on it before. Was change order for College Ave. It consists of exterior drainage that needed to be completed, added plumbing vent stack, and convert wood refinishing to vinyl. Total of the three is $10,200. I'm asking for approval on those change orders.
Okay, motion. Any discussion or questions about the change order? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Passed.
Next one is I've been contacted by the two cities, Hornell and Corning, about possible projects coming up. So again, continuing to find different avenues to acquire. You sent the foreclosure notice. Obviously, we'll look into that as well, see what can be done. But, you know, kind of finding creative ways to keep it moving. I know the one in Hornell is similar to the one in Corning as well. They might end up being donations. Mm. But still, you know, munis are reaching out, trying to do it. We haven't heard anything from Irwin, which they usually do it through the DPW program, but still they reach out and see what the best route is.
Are these Hornell and Corning properties, are they demos, rehabs? Yeah. Demos.
Both of them. Corning was a fatal fire. Hornell, structurally unsafe structure. No. Yes, East Elm. Yeah.
Just a caveat with the East Elm Street, that would be a really nice potential for a Posey's house. So similar to what we did a couple of years ago, Land Bank took down a house on Madison Avenue, and Posey's is on site right now constructing that house.
Oh, good.
In the school year of that house will be largely finished, and our team will come in and do the finishing work on it. So, but this would mirror that if it all worked out.
How much of a lead time does BOCES need to do that? You know, take a property and build something.
Ideally, we like to give them a good 6 months notice to, okay, this is the lot that we're thinking of, so we can, so our team can engineer, our in-house engineer can design the house I think we're largely to the point now where we can just go back to the well and, you know, we have these five different houses that we've constructed in the past, you know, which one fits this particular lot. There are certain lots in the past that have been smaller and we've had to be a little creative with the size of the house. But the lot that we're talking about today, easily one of the houses that we constructed before, whether it's a ranch or a two-story bit on it, it's got plenty of space.
Good.
Where's the corny one?
Is that Hazel Street?
Oh, it's Hazel. Yeah.
Fatal Fire?
Yeah.
So I got a call with Jen Miller this afternoon on that
one. Yeah, that's right. It exploded. So the legal notices, it's sometimes it's just interesting to read the legal notices. And so that a lot of those houses that are being foreclosed are 150,000 plus, you know, fees. This one was 38,000. I have no idea where it is or how it looks, but
yeah,
I thought, well, maybe, you know, because that was also mentioned in that land bank meeting was a lot of several are going in looking at those and buying foreclosed houses because they hadn't gotten to their county auction yet.
I believe that was a Hornell one. 12 Elmwood Place.
I think it was 38,000 plus fees. That's the cheapest I've seen so far. So, but I don't know what it looks like. I mean,
yeah, 36.7. Yeah, I see. 36.7. Yeah.
There's a way when that number, if nobody bids on it at the mortgage foreclosure, you can contact the bank holder and get a short sale.
Yep.
You can start negotiating the short sale. So 38,000 would be the most if it doesn't sell that you go there. Had luck in the past getting short sales for half of that amount. So those are good to track. See what happens. So.
It's not ringing a bell. I'd have to pull it up on the website.
See what you think. Take a ride by.
They do those sales at the courthouse steps. Well,
I asked that question. I think you told me. They really do go on the steps and sell it.
No. They're there. They have to read the.
So would we have to be, like Chris would have to go there and bid on it?
Yeah, or just go and see if anybody bids. And if nobody bids, which usually nobody shows up, you can get the bank information from the person that's doing the reading. So you have contact to call and start trying to negotiate the short sale.
Yeah.
Go on, you like Tyler, whatever time. I think that's a riot. But that was mentioned in the meeting that there's.
I honestly don't know.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Potential. I was just going to say something about that. Lost my train of thought. Okay. So, what else?
That's what I have on my end. If obviously, you know. And for any of the legislators here or mayor, you know, if you guys hear from anybody in your districts, munis, let, you know, something pops up, have them call me.
Should we be sending another letter out to all the municipalities again, saying, let us know if you have, I mean, because we've done Hornell, we've done Corning, but you know, there's, pardon me, you what?
We're not shy.
No, and that's good. Cause you know, you obviously had a huge need, but, you know, there's, I'm sure, need, you know, Bath may have a need. And
yes.
It's got an old sign on the door for a foreclosure notice, but it's stuck somewhere in an estate. Could be owner passed away. And I mean, I thought about asking a friend of mine who works at the title company, can you dig into this and find out what's going on with this? But once it's stuck there, I mean, it's really a cute little house.
Well, I believe Mitch has that. Yeah, Mitch and Stacy can find.
You have to run by there.
Look at that house over there. Like I said, so cute. So, but no one's been here for years, obviously. Wow.
Years.
But it's not on our foreclosure list. And you checked it for me.
Correct.
So. Thank you. I just remembered. Do we have a date for our auction? No. Do we have any idea when it?
Approximate?
Yeah.
August, September, October.
Wasn't it July last year?
We are the laws that extended the date to the final dumpster. So the whole process has changed. We just have like one solid and
something. Yikes.
Mm. So it could be a while.
We're hopeful to get it done before the snow flies. And be that's our goal, but my thought was I went through it last week and see what Mitch can bring back from finance school on any sort of guidance. And then we all need to sit down and figure out how much more time we need to meet the new requirements and any case conferencing. And
So luckily, probably. Yeah. So there'll be probably just one, hopefully, this year, not two.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was small.
Oh, small?
We had that faux moratorium where we were told there was a moratorium and then the governor didn't sign the moratorium in like November or December past the dates where we would have already had to get everything out. So they pivoted and sent stuff out so that we could get stuff into the foreclosure because we thought we couldn't. So
it's complicated.
Figure it out.
Anybody have anything else? If not, our next meeting is June 5th, 11 o'clock. Sorry, some of you had to wait so long because our last meeting ended so early, but maybe next time you won't have to wait so long. All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor? We are adjourned. Thank you,
Thank
everybody.
You.
I'm going to say something to...